What's shaking, bacon? Welcome to the morning show. There he is. I don't know why they try to keep us apart, Andy. I really don't understand.
Dude, it's a crime.
You know that every week I go and I sneak your name on a couple of the episodes of the morning show, and then mysteriously they just. All of a sudden, Greg's on the show.
I guess switch to somebody else, yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know how Greg got it. You put out here.
But then, like, it's weird because when Greg is on the show or Tim, like, y'all will, like, make fun of me a lot. Like,
no, that never happens. No, Joey's on the show every day. First off, we never make fun of Joey. Second off, do we ever make fun of Annie when he's not here? It's just not done.
It's just hard to remember.
That's an excellent, very neutral answer, Joe.
I've sat right there, 8 feet away from you guys as you all.
The thing you don't understand is that things get misinterpreted the farther away from the desk that you are. So if you were 8 feet away, you might hear a sentence like, Andy's dumb, and think that that's what it meant. But what it meant was, dumbfounded us with his awesomeness. Because sound doesn't travel
through
as far as...
Through a different lens.
Sound doesn't travel as far as light.
Science with Kev, dude.
Science with Kevin.
Science with Kevin.
Kevin, can I get a ruling on that?
Yeah, it's great!
There it is. He's good.
There you go. So, hey, thanks,
Kev. See, we don't talk shit about people that aren't in the room.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's just the way it goes.
Oh, this water smells gross.
Does it smell like beer? It's the cup.
No. It just smells like... You know, you ever have a friend who has smelly ice?
Yeah.
Like...
All of my friends in college.
Yeah.
It was because they never cleaned out their freezer, and all of the smells and bacteria that were, like, somehow still left alive and is in the cold of the fucking freezer would morph into the ice. So when you, and they also never cleaned out the ice trays. So you'd crack the ice trays and put them in your Diet Coke and be like, why does my Diet Coke smell like broccoli?
That's weird. Like even my friends who had the ice machine refrigerator, like you'd get the ice and be like, oh man, it just smells weird. Like it smells.
Because of all the weird stuff in their freezer.
It smells like a bedroom that hasn't been lived in for years.
But never got cleaned.
Very musty, very stagnant.
But then squatters would come in and just,
I don't know about that, no. Like, I mean, if I'm not saying the house hasn't been lived in, the room, just the room.
There was a time when we ordered our fridge. I think it was prior to both of you being here.
Yes.
Because I don't think you'd started working here yet. But Kevin got a brand new fridge ordered, and we thought we had unpacked everything from it. And then we had accidentally left the car. Like, there was a styrofoam, like, block for some reason that was between the ice tray and the delivery mechanism, like the tunnel. And so for the first 6 months, you would just be drinking a Coke and look in and be like, half of the ice is styrofoam. How much styrofoam did I eat?
Oh, no.
And I'm sure styrofoam in the lower intestine is probably like parasitic and terrible for you.
Probably not great.
No, it's terrible for you. But what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, most of your stomach is actual plastic. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. They say that if you, what is the law that your lower intestine is so long that they could form it into a Tonka truck?
Yeah, Tonka trunk, and that could ride around the world two times.
Two times. Mm-hmm. On that just giant floating island of water bottles that's out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing?
I mean, it's really sad seeing the state of the ocean, Nick.
But it's awesome.
And I think we are the number one authorities to talk about just the mishaps of the environment right
Andy,
now.
Andy, the thing is this. I'm an environmentalist, okay? I refuse to use any product that could potentially be damaging or harmful to our friends over there in nature, like the wolves and the dolphins and the cows and the eagles, okay? Mm-hmm. I would never think to indulge in something on a daily and sometimes three times daily basis that would pollute the environment. And I just don't understand why people would, you know? Well, thank you, got my refills.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Got all your refills.
That's great. If you're listening to this, hey, congratulations. You've stumbled across the Kinda Funny Morning Show, which is a show that me and Andy sometimes do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, with the exception of tomorrow, where I am out to EGLX in Toronto with Greg Miller. Cool, Greg, bring this up real quick. There it is right there. If you guys want to see what that schedule is going to look like, go to kindafunny.com/EGLX. Myself and Greg will be flying tomorrow to Toronto, the greater Toronto area, as people call it. So, Andy and Joe, holding down the fort. I will call in gladly if you guys need me to. If you find that the show has not gone in the dark direction that we normally take it in within the first 5 minutes, please give me a call.
Okay.
I will give you a topic or I will say something horrible.
What about, international calling? Is that fun?
I don't. I just bill it back to the company.
To the company, okay.
Yeah. Here's what I really do is if I ever have to spend my own money on something that's atrocious, I just go and buy more Starbucks through the company. I feel like it evens out.
Okay. I don't know if it does, though. Like, have you talked to a financial analyst?
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Okay. What I do is occasionally I'll just go, I'm just going to go ahead and buy myself some Cheetos on the company or an Uber ride on the company. Or, you know.
It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
It really is.
It all just washes out.
I don't know if we should be running this.
Well, the great thing is also the card works everywhere. So you can buy like weed on the company. You can buy all sorts of alcohol on the company. You can buy cigarettes on the company. And honestly, that just goes into like, because we're artists, I told my accountant, I was like, we have to be able to talk about everything.
It's part of the.
So if I try to buy some sort of illegal drug, you have to write that off as research.
Yeah, because you'll talk about it on GOG. Yeah, you'll talk about it on GOG or whatever.
How do you know if the cocaine joke is going to be funny?
Yeah. You gotta experience
it. How do you know if the Taco Bell joke is going to be funny? Unless you've eaten the Taco Bell chalupa.
Well, the thing is, like, come tax season, it all gets, like, it's all free. Like,
well, what happens is the United States government.
I've never done any of my taxes ever.
You don't need to. Yeah. That's a small, little known fact about America. They don't care.
Yeah,
they will never come after you.
Well, the thing, yeah, it's optional because it's like when you get the thing in the mail to like go to jury duty, if you just pretend you never got it. That's how I am with tax season. And I've been fine. Like, no problem so far.
I have friends who do that, and I don't recommend it for two reasons. One, it's your civic duty to do jury duty. And two, if you're smart, you can get out of it the other way.
If you have a Honda Civic, you're already doing it, though.
You are. If you have a hybrid, you're good. You're putting people in jail while also being good for the environment. Mm-hmm.
Every day is civic duty day.
If you have a Honda Civic,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I've never been summoned, Nick, and I don't know if I ever will.
Don't even joke about it, because you're putting that out into the world. You better knock on some wood right now. You're gonna get one, and it's gonna suck. That's an iPad made of metal and electronics. I would knock
Apple,
on this.
Apples are grown on wooden trees.
I have been summoned for jury duty every fucking year. Like, I get one at least. That's not true. Every 2 years, I get a jury duty summons. Because every 2 years, I do it, and then I think it's fine for like another. They like let you go for another year and a half. But man, I'll tell you, I hate it, but I have served on two juries, and it was awesome.
But
the power. Power.
Dude, you gotta watch the episode of The Office of the Scranton Strangler, because it's just such a.
It's really upsetting that you won't watch The Office. Andy and I talk about this probably every day. Mm.
Robin GL in the chat brings up a very good question. He says, when is Nikki launching? Now, if you'll remember, Nikki is the company that you and I are going to leave Kind of Funny to form, and it is going to be a combination of our two names, Nick and Andy. That's
okay, gonna be Nikki. Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it.
How do I factor into that?
Joey, it's also your, which it's a combination of all of our names.
Okay.
So Andy, Joey, and Nick equals Nikki.
Still feel like
maybe you won't work there, but you spiritually you will have loaned your name to the.
Like it could be Andino, like Scarpino and Andy, or you know, like there's other ways to involve my name other than just one letter, the Y.
What if we just called it Cortez, and the logo was the old school Nike Cortez? You think Nike would be mad at that?
Nah, Phil Knight, dude, he's cool.
He's cool, right?
He's Nike, a cool dude.
Nike's not very litigious,
dude. No way, dude. No way. They're fine.
They're cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kind of Funny Morning Show, where each and every day we come at you with some nerdy ass news. Of course, today's show is brought to you by MeUndies and StockX. We will read those later. Let's go into some housekeeping real quick. Cool, Greg?
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping was EGLX, but we threw Cool Greg for a loop here, and we're going to go straight into the Ghostbusters World Party Mode. That is live right now. Tell you what. Had a great time filming this.
Had a great time.
You and me.
Just doing all of it, man.
Again, you and me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So the stars of the show,
just
dude.
Stars of the motherfucking show.
Stars of the show.
Just Cole crushing it.
I love when you go pee. I think that's a really good moment. There's just so many golden moments of comedy to the point where before we recorded it, we said, we maybe have like 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
I cut out a lot.
Yeah.
Because it was either going to just be too much or the storylines wouldn't be consistent, and it would kind of just be like watching a director's cut with extra footage you don't necessarily need, you know what I mean?
I feel like you chose all of the perfect moments, the golden moments for me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet, but I just feel it.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No,
What's stopping you?
You know, it's, you
life.
Know what I mean?
Life gets in the way.
I got so many cool things to do. I do dope shit, you know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
I will say I'm
you should
not.
Take, you can just give
I
it a watch.
I think I look good it's in really that funny. Shirt.
I think you look great. It's me. I saw a comment in the YouTube comments. I was like, Andy, that suit is looking a little tight on you.
Yeah, it's a woman's small. That's why.
It's a woman's small, but also, you know, it's no joke. It's no lie. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Yeah, I've gained like 15, 20 pounds since starting working here.
Well,
but also, had I worn just a normal suit?
No. See, the thing is, this is how it happened. I went to the Spirit Halloween store. Because Spirit Halloween graciously was like, we're going to send you guys costumes, but I was worried that they weren't going to come in time. So I was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy as many costumes as I could find. Didn't even look, just bought the four costumes that they had there, which happened to be a men's large, a men's medium, and two women's smalls. Now, I fit perfectly into the men's medium, and so did you. But because I'm me, I made you wear the women's small.
Yeah.
And it's a little insulting, but I think you look great.
The thing, it's just like really snug. It was snug.
It's very snug.
The waistband that, there's extra room in the chest. There's extra room on the hips.
I could be easily 10 to 15 pounds lighter and be okay with myself. Look at that guy. Jesus Christ.
You look really good,
dude. Lift a weight. Lift a weight.
Nah, man.
Sometimes I want to scream at myself. Go lift a weight.
No, the thing is, though, the shirt's really loose. I think that's the only problem with the shirt.
The shirt is just
not. You have a loose-fitting shirt.
The shirt, I'm not in love with that shirt. It's a J. Crew shirt. It's a little thick. It's heathered. I bought it because it's like a heathered blue shirt.
Jay-Z's brother?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not in love with it. I might stop wearing it. Hair looks on point, though.
Hair looks great.
Yeah. I gotta get my guy to, like...
do something special? What do you mean? What's wrong?
No, like, my guy's been, like, go back to this real quick.
What's wrong with your guy?
He hasn't been doing the fade right. He's been basically just doing all one like, length, leading all the way up to the top. Because I'm kind of zhuzhing it up now. I'm not doing, like, the come-over anymore. Now I'm doing, like, the faux hawk thing. And I just... he's been dropping the ball
I think it's fun. I think it's possibly the lighting, maybe the angle of the camera.
I'm going to tell you a word that we don't ever use in my household, Andy. The word fine. That is when I got married, was the first word that was stricken from my vocabulary. If asked how my wife looks, the word fine is more insulting than
fine.
Terrible.
You could say that, though.
Foin.
Yeah.
Put an extra O in there.
Yeah.
Foin. Mm-hmm. Like noise.
Two O's. Yeah, exactly.
Noise. What else do we have? Oh, next up on housekeeping, bring this next thing up. Cool, Greg. Joe, what is this?
PAX Australia.
There you go.
Also happening this weekend. There's a kind of funny best friend community, meet and greet, hangout, all that fun stuff. Which I think, based on time zones, means that if you should go to this tonight.
Yeah, know.
They're like 13 hours ahead, right?
Yeah. So you're not watching it live, most likely.
If you hear this anytime right now, if you're listening to this right now, go to this meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the world. Get on a plane, go to this meet and greet.
Oh, wait. No, this is on Saturday, not Friday. So you have an extra day to get over there.
Tomorrow.
Go back in time 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yes. No, wait.
Try to figure out a way to be at the meet and greet and also, like, not be there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yes.
Try to be there.
But also, maybe don't go.
Yeah. go hang out with your fellow kind of funny best friends.
It'll be fine.
Dan in Australia. Maybe you'll meet Laser Beam.
I'm Laser Beam.
6 million subs. He's got 6 million subs.
I went from
dude.
One sub to 6 million subs, June. In 1 month, June, by doing the Let's
what
Play.
What accent is that?
That's my...
it's a John Lennon accent.
Yeah, he's from Australia, right? Aren't they all the same?
About that. Eastern Hemisphere.
Here's how it goes. I don't have time to master all of the accents.
We don't expect you to, Nick.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
But they expect greatness from me. So what I do is I say, what is the closest analog to the Australian accent? And if you notice, I always start with, hey, Australian accent, but I don't know how to keep that
up. Mate.
Yeah, mate. We got another shame out of the valley. We got another kangaroo and a kangaroo.
You did the accent on a recent episode of Party Mo's Think of the Children, and it was a god-awful accent.
Yeah, it's bad.
We didn't know you were even doing an accent, though. You just went, my name is so-and-so. And all of us kind of looked at you, you're like, it's my Australian accent. Greg was like, all right, maybe we'll keep working on that one. Maybe don't put that in your set yet.
Oh, Christ, I know. I want to do impressions in my set so badly, but it turns out those take work.
Oh, yeah.
They're
you
hard.
Have to study.
Yeah.
Like linguists, you know what I mean?
I don't like it.
I love watching videos. I'm always interested when I see a video pop on Reddit of like, a linguist does 20 accents in, 3 minutes or whatever. And they you know, they'll show you the intricacies between this accent and this accent. And this one, the sounds are in the front of your mouth. And this one, you kind of do the, you know, it's really cool.
Well, that does sound cool.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I'll check it out.
Just look it up.
All right, man.
Anywhere.
just look, I'll Google it on the map.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Cool, great. Give me the tip graphic, please.
A weird show so far.
Give me your fucking money!
Always a weird show when you're on it. That's why mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's such a different vibe, depending on who the co-host is. Mm-hmm. If it's Tim, it's a little bit more serious.
Well, when it's Greg, he's just dominating.
Greg
you.
Just does whatever the fuck he
dominates.
Wants to do. It's the Greg show. Yeah. And I exist solely to make sure we end somewhere close to 12 o'clock before Andrea gets pissed off and walks in with her big walking boots. Mm-hmm. With Tim, I always feel the need to like know more stuff, but I never do anyway.
Nah, who cares?
With you, I feel like we're on the same level of shenanigan goofiness where we could just drink sugar-free Red Bulls the entire time and be okay. And that's the whole
and
show.
And just talk about life.
Just talk about life.
And love.
People out there don't want to hear our opinions on real stuff.
No.
They want to know what which one of these is going down the gullet next. Is it going to be the sugar-free Red Bull? Is it going to be the black coffee? Or is it going to be all three of them?
This is what
I call the eight ball, ladies and gentlemen.
I really, really want... I know you're very strict with your diet, and I respect the hell out of it, Nick. I respect the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But
I would never think to put anything in my body that's not 100% organic and pure.
Guys, we need to do a morning show one day where I have shot glasses lined up, and it is really, really unhealthy sugary drinks.
Yeah.
Of just shot glasses.
Sure.
So you just get a sip... And maybe you grade them based on their taste
how
and their feel
there.
And their mouthfeel.
I'd be fine with that.
So like a Mountain Dew Code Red and
based
then like a Big
feel.
Red. Yeah, mouthfeel. Big Red, maybe a Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew Whiteout, remember Whiteout?
Whiteout. The lemon. I can't see anything, it's
you
a Whiteout.
You have to include Baja Blast.
Baja Blast is on there as well. What other sugary beverages? Maybe like a really... the ones that I get at the Mexican place.
How about the Jarritos?
The Jarritos. Yeah, the lime one.
What if I get the Jarritos? And then what if it was? I'm just gonna throw this out there. The most sugary of all drinks, the thawed out Coke Icy. You ever have one of those things?
No.
Holy shit!
Wait, what do you mean thawed out?
You know, like have you ever had a Coke Slurpee, a Coke Slushy that accidentally melts?
Oh, it's
it
all
is
syrup.
Fucking pure
it is
syrup.
Just all syrup.
You realize that they didn't even mix it with carbonated water to dilute it. It is just you're like, what am I doing to my body? There was a time when I was a kid. Man, I fucking loved ices. I loved them.
Yeah.
I fucking loved them. And I would get I would do the swirl.
And you'd mix them.
And I'd mix them. Oh my god.
Mix them up, dude.
So would you swirl?
Oh, you'd swirl the blue and the red. It was like the cherry and whatever the fuck blue flavor.
Oh,
did you not do the cherry in the Coke?
I'm talking about cherry in the Coke.
Yeah.
Mixing the cherry with the Coke.
No. Coke Slurpee. If it was just a Coke Slurpee, it would just be a Coke Slurpee.
Oh no.
I liked Coke Slurpee so much that when I went home, I would take a bowl out. Pour a soda into it and put it in the freezer and wait like 2 hours. Like I had it down to a science where if it formed the film atop, you waited like another 30 minutes and then right when you came in, you could slush it up and it would just be a slushy. It was the best. And then I would drink another Coke on top of that and eat probably a Twinkie or three.
Okay.
I was a big boy.
When I was a kid, I was
like a little beach ball. Just rolling around.
Understandably, I was like super funny, right? Like
you were
crazy
so
funny as a kid.
You're the best of all worlds because you're adorable. You're very funny. You're not
athletic.
Terribly imposing... Like you know, physically. So
I mean,
because you're very accessible.
Five push-ups in, I can be.
Yeah. I mean, you just get swole.
Yeah. So what I would do is I would go to the local Peter Piper Pizza, the pizza people pick.
Great. Yeah.
Chipple P. And what I would do is I would go to the vending machine and get all sodas. And I'd say, hey, I'm drinking a mixed drink. Because it's mixed, just a bunch of sodas. And people would be like, Andy, you're too young to drink alcohol. I'd be like, guys, it's just root beer and pink lemonade.
Yeah, like the joke's on you. It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
And
got
then you're like, that's so great.
And everybody laughs.
And then flash forward like 5 years later and you are in fact pouring vodka into that. You're just like, oh, I have a real problem. I got a real problem.
Dude, root beer and pink lemonade was such a weird mixture that I would do all the time.
Have you?
Why?
When we went to,
it was just weird, but I liked it.
We went to Coke World in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I've been there before.
And we tried all the flavors, and after, like, the third one, I'm like, this is just sugar. I'm just tasting sugar now. There's no other ingredients in this.
Did the one in Atlanta have, like, the
big polar bear that you can
hug? No, it, like, streamed from, like, the other side of the room and landed in a machine and then went into your cup?
Maybe.
Because that's what the one in Vegas would, like, go across. It would get shot across the room, and it was really
Maybe. Fun. I don't remember it really well because it was, like, a long trip, and we had lots of Vornadoes. Or whatever, or Vortex, that's what it was called, Vortex with a head.
Vornado is the name of the...
Yeah, it's the name of the fan.
Of the fan.
The smaller fan. Dude, oh God, I had such a fucking Nick Scarpino moment yesterday.
What?
I was tired, but I was like, I gotta do some arts and crafts because I got my Ghostbusters name badge. I got my Ghostbusters name tag.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to put Velcro strips on the back of it, but I'm so anal retentive that I'm like, I want to cover every square inch of it with Velcro so that I can just adjust it wherever I need it to go on my thing. Normally they have like one just strip of it, but it had like an iron-on thing on the back, and I was like, okay, I don't want to expose any of that because in my brain, like, the heat'll heat up and then stick to whatever I'm going to do. So it has to be perfect. Of course, the second strip I put on it is totally misaligned and fucked up. So I go to rip it off, and it starts ripping some of the thread out of my name. And then it morphed the actual thing because it only felt, so it started to stretch it. Now it's all fucked up.
And now it just says like Scarno?
No, it says Scarpino. There's only a little bit of the O that's missing. Okay. But this is how fucked and anal retentive I am. First off, I have to buy another one. That's just going to happen. This one's going to be placeholder for this weekend alone. Second off, I am legitimately going to take it to my tailor today and see if she can fill in the red in the O.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're into it. I'm a psychopath. Well, I mean, you're going to be dressing up. Right?
Yeah, but for no particular reason. Greg and I were talking before. He's like, we don't even have a reason to dress up. And I'm like, do we need one? Can we just go to everything at EGLX dressed as Ghostbusters because it's Halloween weekend?
And people will take photos with you regardless, whether they know you as Greg and Nick or whether they just want to take a photo of a Ghostbuster.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a heady play.
It's a good play. Mm-hmm. Strategery. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will take your tips, read them out loud, just like Robin GL gave us $15 and said, happy Friday, Junior, been going through some rough times recently after my best friend's suicide last August. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Having the morning show to look forward to every day has made it a bit easier to deal with. So thank you guys for everything you do. Robin, I'm sorry you're dealing with that.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. It's horrible.
I do want to say, on a personal note, I really appreciate every time you give us pictures of your king. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. You make me happy. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. Mamando says, just paying my birthday tax. Love the content. Appreciate all the laughs. Blah, 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 blah. But I've got a more pressing matter. Can we check in and see if Greg is verified yet?
It's a great question.
Great question. Can we do that?
Do you want me to check?
Yeah, let's check.
Bring it up.
DJ Kento said, so excited to hang out with the KFBF at TwitchCon, starting with Ninja's Party tonight. Hope to see you guys there. Also, fun clip of cute doggo ready for school. Appreciate that. Cool, Greg, we'll check that out today. He's producing. And then finally, right now, $10 tip coming in from Big Punisher. Says, you boys are top blokes. Get these legends some stubbies and packs of menthols. Okay. I guess
he's not verified.
We have to use that for alcohol and cigarettes, supposedly.
What's a stubby?
Stubby? I think it's a stubby.
A cigar.
That's a stogie? I don't know. Well, menthols, a pack of menthols is cigarettes.
Definitely
for sure.
Cigarettes.
Stubby.
It's like the stub of a cigar, right?
Mm. Maybe. I just think of like stubbing your toe.
Nobody knows.
I don't think that's what he's
cool, Greg. Can we look and see if DJ Kento's Jago clip is funny?
It's just a photo, I believe.
No, it's a clip.
I mean, it's just adorable. It's Maya Polar Bear. It's
arguably the cutest dog on the internet.
The best Samoyed.
You know what, cool, Greg? You're producing today. You are the Great Wall of Kevin. Okay, so it's
apparently,
you say no, it's no.
A stubby
no,
is a
no.
Beer. Thank you.
A stubby is a beer?
Punisher instead Jonah. Yeah. Stubby is a small beer, says
but the menthols,
Hockey Goldie 34.
But the menthols are cigarettes, right? So a small beer and a menthol cigarette?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to break it down with you.
Ooh,
I'm getting a little
exciting.
Older, so my perspective on life is changing, as one does, right? You get more mature. And you look
dying.
Back on some of the simpler times in life, and you think to yourself, those were simpler times.
How am I going to go?
No, I mean, I know exactly how I'm going to go. One day it's going to be one too many caffeinated beverages. My heart's going to burst like a fucking pigeon. Bah!
I think it'll be fun.
You're just going to see me like this. And then just die. It's not going to be. It's far off. It's at least 2 years off. Mm-hmm. I drove past on my way to work today. You know, I'm not going to start this off with a lie. On my way to Starbucks today. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I can't lie to you. I can lie to Andy, I can lie to Greg,
what
and Sam,
do you lie
I can
to
especially
me
lie to Kat. What?
When have you ever lied to me?
You're awesome. We never talked shit about you.
Oh, thanks.
But I can't lie to you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Driving to Starbucks, my daily Starbucks run this morning, I look over and I see a group of very young, cool-looking hairdressers.
Okay.
Standing outside of their hair salon before they're opening it up, and they all have coffee, and they're all just smoking cigarettes, mm-hmm. and they're just young and so carefree, and I just think to myself, where has my life gone? Where has it gone? Because that used to be me, Joe. I used to be 25. I used to sit outside the little loading dock of IGN and drink a Starbucks coffee and smoke cigarettes and not have a care in the world. And now I got to worry about taxes. I got to worry about keeping everyone, like the roof over everyone's head.
I just told you, you don't have to worry about taxes.
What?
You don't have to worry about
just
it.
Just don't pay them?
Don't pay them. Who cares?
I'm so glad you're in my life.
You're fine, dude. You'll be fine.
Love those moments. Mm-hmm. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
News me. The news. I don't particularly care about this next story, but I do because of the plot of the next Chris Pratt movie, which is being directed by the guy, Tyler Sheridan, who did Wind River. He wrote and directed Wind River. I think he also wrote the Sicario, the first Sicario movie.
Oh, mm. I watched the new one this weekend.
How was it? Day of the Soledad or
it
whatever?
It was a lot.
Soldado.
Soldado? Soldado?
Soldado.
Soldado.
Do.
Do?
Yeah.
Soldado?
Soldado.
Hola. The first one was really, really good and very much nailing the tone of Wind River, I thought. I watched Wind River again when I went down for my my reunion. Mm. My mom, for breakfast, we were watching. She was like, you want to watch a movie? I was like, yeah, let's watch a movie. It was breakfast on a Saturday before I go to my reunion. Just wanted to be in the right mindset. My mom's like, I haven't seen this Wind River movie. Have you seen it? I was like, well, I have seen it. Let's watch it. Start watching it. Have you ever seen Wind River?
No.
Oh, it is fucked up.
What is it?
It starts with a woman, a young woman, running in the middle of the snow with no shoes on and then dies of like basically exposure. And then Jeremy Renner's character finds her because he's a hunter. He's like a paid, like a government tracker. Official like hunter that just tracks down like if there's a lion or something like that killing animals, he has to go out there and hunt it down and kill it. So he's a professional hunter.
Lion in the snow.
Well, not lion, but not mountain lion. What do they have? Yeah, they have mountain lions. They have like...
Oh, got it.
Snow lions, whatever the fuck they are. They're like lions, but they're white. They're like Siegfried and Roy, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he finds the body, and then Emily, or Elizabeth Olsen, is the only FBI agent. It's on an Indian reservation. She's the only FBI agent, like, within fucking 100 miles that can fly in and research this. So they have to start figuring out who killed this girl or why she died. And Jeremy Renner's character is the only person that can, like, navigate her out into the land. Otherwise, it's, like,
super
dangerous.
Sounds very intense.
It's fucking insanely intense. And features some scenes of like what happened to this poor girl before that are just like, and meanwhile, I'm having my eggs like, I'd rather be watching like Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion or something
not
like.
Not in a good mental space.
Yeah, this right is now, yeah. Like, this is intense, but it's such
Mom,
a good
put
movie.
Put on The Wedding Singer.
Oh my God, anything, anything.
How so do you think it ties into Mystic River?
The same way Mystic River ties into Mystic Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, it is all mystic, you know?
Cool.
It's just one, like, because I feel like the writer was like, life line. Is just a current. Mm-hmm. Of rivers. That's what's
smart.
Great. Long story
smart
short, writing, dude. Tyler Sheridan, no fucking joke, makes dope movies. They've cast Chris Pratt in his next movie. The film, which David Heyman is producing, follows a former special, by the way, the movie's called Fast. This is over on Variety if you want to read the story. The film, which David Heyman is producing, follows a former Special Forces commando, Pratt, who's recruited by the DEA to lead a black ops strike team targeting drug dealers who are protected by the CIA.
I'm going to put this on Kind of Funny Twitter right now.
Put it on the poll.
Would you just watch any movie with the word commando in it?
Yeah. Because I would, right?
I think that's the mark of a, like, just a, something you got to see. If a movie, like, how can I word this? If a movie centers around a commando, are you watching it? You know what I mean?
What if you just said, have you seen the movie Commando starring Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yes, no, I'm a monster.
Okay, I'm not gonna put that.
Okay. I love this description of this movie. I think this is hilarious. This is like every possible, like, cool action-y agency thing that you could possibly put into a movie line. Like, it's got the DEA, the CIA, a Special Forces Commando, Black Ops, drug dealers, drug lords, all these things.
Is it just the government fighting itself? Like, yeah. Different government factions?
Yeah, this is the DEA fighting the CIA, which actually is very accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. This- CIA. Did you watch Narcos?
I did not.
There's a great character, a CIA agent in Narcos, who's basically like the DEA agent is the main character, Boyd Holbrook, and I forget Pablo
Escobar.
Yes, but no, the guy that's the beautiful man in Game of Thrones.
Pedro Pascal.
It's those two, they're DEA agents, but they're always coming in contact with the CIA agent who's like just like trying to manipulate people and trying to get the Contras to like fight other things and all this stuff, and it's just like, leave it alone, CIA. Let us just do our fucking job.
That's so crazy.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel about like the IRS. Like, I don't want to do my taxes. Let me live my life.
I feel like if we keep pushing this button, you're gonna get audited. Because I think the IRS doesn't have a sense of humor, and they don't want to be fucked with. They're the epitome of rule number three.
Catch me if you can, you know?
Well, they can. They can. They know where you're at.
They don't know a damn thing about me.
They know where you work every day. They know where you live.
No
they know
way.
All your roommates. They no know way. They know how many Flaming Hot Cheetos you eat every day.
We'll see about that.
We will see about
cool
that.
Cool, Greg. Do you think they can track me down? I don't think so either. Cool Greg knows, dude.
If they could you teach Andy how to become the knight to evade them?
Yeah.
My favorite thing that came out of our conversations in the last 3 days is the Extra Life. How mm-hmm. Cool Greg, you're in it. We're having a whole segment for 6 hours called Become the Knight with Cool Greg, where he's just going to play. We're going to play a goofy game on iOS or whatever he's going to play for all sorts of gang shit.
Game shit.
Whatever. It's going to be great. But Cool Greg, we got a trailer on this next one. Are we prepped for this?
One moment.
Cool. This is the final trailer for Bohemian Rhapsody, and I know what you guys are thinking. Hey, Nick, isn't this movie come out in like 5 days, and haven't we watched enough trailers for this? To which I will reply, no. Mm-mm. I will watch these trailers over and over again for two reasons. One, the movie looks stunning, and two, it's Queen music. So here we go.
We can play some Queen? Play some Queen?
Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Play some Queen?
Did you see that tweet that Paula put out the other day?
What did she say?
Kevin had like asked her, like, what kind of music should we listen to? And Paula's like, well, I think we should listen to. And Kevin interrupts her. He's like, Queen, it's always Queen. Which is like an accurate representation of what happens anytime we're in Kevin's
anytime
car.
We're in a vehicle.
It's anytime it's in my. Okay, hey, guys, what do you guys want to listen to? Huh? Queen. You guys want Queen?
Queen.
Kevin, there are other bands
yeah.
other than Queen. Just as good. Let's watch this trailer.
Not everyone is a star, Freddy.
What are you afraid of?
You can't get anywhere pretending to be someone you're not.
You regret it.
No one will play Queen.
I didn't know his fancy dress for it.
You look like an angry lizard.
Got to make an impression, darling.
So, tell me, what makes Queen any different from all of the other wannabe rock stars, I mean?
Tell you what it is,
Mr. Reed.
We're four misfits who don't belong together. They're playing for other misfits. You're the outcasts right at the back of the room. We're pretty sure they don't belong either. We belong to them.
So now the family name's not good enough for you.
Changed it legally.
No looking back.
We want to do something different.
It's my money.
I say what goes.
We can't simply repeat ourselves.
No, we can do better.
Freddy, could you tell us about the rumors concerning your sexuality?
Queen, how long can that last?
You don't make decisions for the band.
Your life is going to be very difficult.
My family. We believe in each other. That's everything. We're going to do great things.
It's an experience. Love. Tragedy. Joy.
Something that people will feel belongs to them.
This is ourselves.
You ever heard that song, Kevin? You ever heard that song?
You just get lost in those trailers, man.
Dude, he's such a good actor.
God,
Rami Malek is incredible.
I know. I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Interviews start coming out?
Yeah, they're not doing that
great.
No, they're good. IGN's review had it a good. See, I think the issue you're going to find with this movie is that it changed directors midway through, and I think it's probably going to be a little bit of a mess. But having said that, it's a biopic, and all they need to do
biopic?
Is...
Biopic?
I said...
Slap in the fucking face.
I want to say biopic, but they told me, no, I can't say it anymore. The IRS called and said, no, Nick, yeah. It's biopic.
It's always been biopic.
Yeah,
you fucked up. You said the wrong one.
Which one are you saying? Which one are we saying? Let's decide together.
Biopic.
Biopic. Mm-hmm. This is a biopic.
Yeah.
I hate you.
And by the way, we'll be in Toronto tomorrow. You guys can talk about this to me if you guys
that's
come
who
out.
That's who you're siding with right now.
Yeah.
Toronto.
I'm a monster.
Says the guy who also pronounces it McDonald's. I don't think you're really in the right here either, Kevin.
He pronounces it McDonald's because it's both are fans of the film Coming to America.
It's not for fun. I learned English while watching Coming to America. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, that was Trading Places.
It's racially insensitive, is what I'm saying, Joey.
I'm sorry. That was Trading Places. So anyway, yeah. Fine, this,
I also
Eddie Murphy movie.
Love that movie.
Yeah, this biopic looks incredible, dude.
Yeah, all you have to do is nail the beats. All you have to do for a biopic is show me how they made Bohemian Rhapsody. I just want to get to that point and then show me a little bit of the struggles and then we're out and just make it pretty. The only thing that I'm not looking forward to is, and this was a big problem that the other movie I told you all to see, but all of you failed me time and time again, and I'm fucking tired of it, which is A Star Is Born, is that some of the stuff when they're on stage.
That just came out.
Joey, I'm still not going to go see it. I hate you, Kevin.
Failed me. Are you going to see it this weekend?
No. People keep tweeting me about A Star Is Born. And
people,
I'm just,
don't stop, please.
Everybody,
I'm
if you're watching this
you.
Right now, tweet at Joey Noel and tell her to watch A Star Is Born and stop being a monster.
I'm going to mute everybody that does that.
She's not going to. I know her. She's not going to do it. She won't do it.
It's like Trump. You can't mute people now.
I already started.
Free speech.
Okay, I'm not the president of the United States.
Free speech.
States.
You're the president of all of my friends, though. You are. I will say this. The only thing that I'm not looking forward to in these is that inevitably they can't fill a stadium of 50,000 people with real people and shoot that. It's all going to be CG. And some of the shots in this don't look great. And that's annoying to me, but I don't care. Like, that was the same with A Star Is Born, is they had to shoot a lot of the staged moments in close-ups, which is fine because a lot of that was, like, especially the montage where she starts becoming a big deal, like, a lot of that was very intimate. But at the same time, I'm like, you don't get a scale. Like, the original Star Is Born, the one that came out, the Streisand one, you could tell that they were like, okay, we have enough
budget.
Oh,
it's a remake?
A Star Is Born?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's... been remade like 4 times.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Whoa. Didn't know that.
Great movie.
Cool.
Should watch all four.
Which one's better?
This one.
Really?
Yeah, this is best. I've only seen half of the Streisand one, but it's a little bit long in the tooth.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway, now I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to all the CG they have to use for this. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
I hope it looks like the crowds in like a PS2 game. Like,
it's going to.
You know what I mean?
They all do.
Like, I hope it looks like the Guitar Hero crowd.
There was one movie that did it that was super egregious. I think it was, I want to say it was like a female biopic.
Biopic.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Biopic. Cool, Greg, skip this next story, and then let's go to Nature is Terrifying, please. Oh, Joe, you got to give me the zhuzh. You got to zhuzh me.
Zhuzh
it over.
Sorry, I was busy muting everybody that's tweeting me to go see A Star Is Born.
Everyone keep tweeting at her. You'll break her down eventually. She'll go see it. I found this over on Gizmodo, and this is just proof positive that everything we think of, all these constraints, all these things we've built up for our society to live a civil life is all a sham. It's all a facade. And nature is terrifying, and it lets us know that every once in a while. And this story is a perfect example about this. I'm going to read you guys what this says. This is from gizmodo.com/. The title is Real Life Zombie Animal Walk the Earth Thanks to Thousands of Parasites.
The Last of Us, baby.
Consider the ladybug. Our polka-dotted little friend spends its days munching aphids, climbing leaves, occasionally alighting upon a delighted child's outstretched finger, and generally beetling around being adorable. It's one of nature's most inoffensive creatures, which is perhaps why the diocampus conciliala wasp is such a troubling one by comparison. See, in order to lay her egg, the mama diocampus must attack a ladybug with her stinger and deposit an egg and a virus into her precious little abdomen. As the baby wasp grows, it sustains itself by eating the ladybug's insides until the virus, which has infected the host's entire body, hits the brain and shuts down the central nervous system. This conveniently paralyzes the ladybug while the larva erupts from her abdomen and spins itself into a cocoon. That isn't the end of the ordeal, however. The virus then forces the ladybug to stand guard over her tormentor, periodically convulsing to fend off potential predators as the baby wasp grows into adulthood. For all intents and purposes, the ladybug is a, I don't know what that word is, is some sort of fugue state, controlled by a mysterious virus it inadvertently acquired through violent means.
Jesus.
If you look at this picture here, that's what it has to do. It has to stand guard above it.
Somnambulant means walking or having the habit of walking while asleep.
So it's
resembling
like
having the characteristics of a sleepwalker.
So I just want you guys to know right now, as you sleep tonight, that's out there happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it could happen to you.
That's how Greg got Jen. She just latched on her, just, you know.
Yeah.
infected her with the virus.
Yeah, the virus of love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The virus of love and affection. You brought this next. I just wanted everyone to know that. I just wanted to fucking bum your day
very,
out
very scary, very Halloween themed. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you wrote it. You read it. It was more like in an
spooky,
ominous tone.
Yeah, I was trying to scare people.
Yeah, I kind of wanted the lights off for that. But
maybe we could next time.
Okay. We can read it tomorrow.
Chicks underscore 18 says, kill it with fire. Yeah. I'm 100% on that. There are so many things that nature does that's terrifying that you just want to think, wow, I'm glad I'm a human.
Yeah, you got to live in a house. You should follow Nature is Scary on Twitter.
I follow another one on Instagram called Nature is Metal. And every single one of them, you have to click and say, yes, I'd like to see sensitive material.
Oh,
there was literally one where a group of hyenas were eating a deer from the ass out. And it was still alive, and it was still trying to get up and go away, and they were just eating out, and they tore out one of its fetuses.
I've seen the one of them.
They tore out a baby deer out of it, and the baby deer was like, what the fuck? And they just like, ah, and they just killed it.
I saw them do that to an elephant one time. Or no, maybe it was a rhino. It was a big animal.
They do it to elks and shit. Like, you'll see lions every once in a while, just like, there's a couple more of them where, like, it's a big caribou or something, and there's just a fucking lion, like, eating its ass. I don't know why they all, like, everything in nature goes for the asshole
hyenas
first.
Eat ass.
And I wonder if that's just hardwired into every, like, creature, just to go for the ass first.
It's very, like, primal, you
Is
know?
It?
And you just, like, fucking slap it a little bit, you know what I
mean? Okay. I do know what you mean, actually. Yeah. I'm not even going to pretend like I don't know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? If we're going to go down, we're going to go down together.
Okay.
Hey. Nice, dude. Andy, what is this next news story you brought this
so,
up?
So, apparently, items were stolen from the film, from the set of the Star Wars TV show that's
this
coming
is
out, the
Favreau,
Mandalorian.
Supervised TV show that's
Correct.
Being directed by a bunch of cool guest directors and features the Mandalorian armor, which is only cool because Boba Fett wore it and might not be cool anymore.
I mean, it looks cool. It looks pretty cool.
It does look dope.
Authorities were unable to confirm what was taken at the Mahan Beach Studios media campus. Local authorities are investigating a theft at the beach studio that houses productions on multiple high-profile projects, a Hollywood reporter has confirmed. Police were called about a grand theft around 11 a.m., on Thursday in the 1600 block of Rosecrans Avenue, said Sergeant Tim Zins, spokesperson for the Manhattan Beach Police. Authorities were unable to confirm what exactly was taken in the grand theft. I don't like it being worded like that. It's weird. What was taken in the grand theft?
In the grand theft. Well, if it's grand theft, if it's over a certain dollar amount, right?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Yeah, so grand theft is like above, I want to say, like $1,000 or something like that.
So some items were taken, but nothing of substance, apparently. All I gotta say is, like, hey, it wasn't me. So, like, you know, if you have any suspicions.
So let me get this straight. And I'm on your side on this. I'm on your side when it comes to.
So you'll defend me. You'll defend me.
To not filing our tax returns, to eating ass, and to also stealing props from shows that I'm probably not gonna watch anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then accidentally dressing up in them for Halloween and putting them on my Instagram.
Yeah, and then possibly selling them later.
And then possibly selling them later.
Really, a high profit.
High profit?
Yeah. I'm looking for like $2,000.
The problem is, I don't think you can sell. Like, if you stole this Mandalorian outfit, which is arguably dope, you can't really sell that because people are going to know you stole it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn, that's true. That's true.
This is the problem.
I mean, I still didn't steal it though, so.
Also, there's so many knockoff Luke fucking Skywalker lightsabers going around. Like, how can you tell if it's true? Like, all you gotta do is put a little plaque by it that says, this was used in the original Star Wars film. And Star Wars nerds would just go, I want it, I'll pay $10,000 for it.
The way you know, and this is what I've read, you have to smell the handle. And if it smells like ham and cheese.
It's from Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill loves ham and cheese.
He does like ham and cheese.
Yeah, and so that's the best way to know is what I've heard. Through the rumor mill, you know?
No, that makes sense. That makes scientific verifiable
sense. So when I have sold counterfeited items on eBay and stuff, mm-hmm. I always rub ham and cheese all over them. Like, just, I squeeze the juices out on them.
Okay, you squeeze, but then you eat the sandwich.
People know it's real, yeah.
Do you have to, I imagine in this it's a grilled cheese sandwich with ham in the middle of it. Is that correct?
I mean, no, it's not.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Aren't you?
I just like, I love toasted bread.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, but you don't like sandwiches.
No, he doesn't.
No, but I like
toasted bread. But he likes toasted bread.
I mean, I like dipping toasted bread and shit. I don't love grilled cheese. I don't love it. I've had it like a couple times. It's whatever. It's fine.
What weird things are we going to make you eat this year?
Oh, God, everything on Extra Life.
No.
We have to make him eat tater tots?
I've eaten
grilled cheese. What are the ones? Jalapeno poppers? You don't like those?
I don't like them at all.
We're gonna make you eat those things.
No, I don't like them. It's not that I haven't eaten them.
We're gonna make you eat
them. No.
How about a mac and cheese ball?
No.
You ever had those?
No.
You're gonna have one.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, dog. It's for the fucking kids, man.
Man, whatever.
You ever
dude.
Seen a kid?
Andy hates kids. They're great. Confirmed.
What, you trying to fucking kill kids?
They're great, dude.
Let's go. We're gonna save them.
All right.
With you eating stupid shit.
All right, I'm
and
down,
probably
dude.
A tremendous amount of Taco Bell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get on, we're gonna read the rest of the tips in just a second, but before we do, we're gonna take it back a notch. We're gonna take it down a notch right now. And we're gonna tell you a little bit about our sponsors. The first of which today is MeUndies. You've heard us talk about MeUndies over and over and over again because we love them. They're super soft, they have awesome prints. Now they're making shirts, they're making lounge pants, they're making bralettes, so you can match if you have a significant other and you wanna just buy her a bunch of stuff and make her match you, you can absolutely do that. Tim loves these. I was forced by my own volition yesterday to look deep into Greg's crotch and see his MeUndies. And let me tell you, they look great. Jamaican themed, fantastic, love those. They got all sorts of cool prints. Tim swears by them. Tim's now wearing the shirts and the lounge pants, and he cannot wait. And that's because the lounge pants are made from the same micromodal fabric as the undies. Let me tell you, you'll be in fall heaven when you cover your entire body, entire bottom half with the fabric that is three times softer than cotton. They also have fun Halloween prints. You guys can go over to MeUndies.com and check out the latest jack-o'-lantern prints in undies, socks, and bralettes. The best part, when you join the membership, you can get all the stuff, lounge pants, tees, and undies, everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing is just one of the many perks of membership. Plus, you also get to feel like you belong, you know? You're part of something, something bigger than you. 100% satisfaction guaranteed on these, so it really is risk-free. You're going to love these undies, but if you're not into it, MeUndies will do whatever they can to get you into the right pair, and if they can't, keep the undies, and they'll refund you. So it's really risk-free to try the best underwear ever. Right now, MeUndies has a great offer for the listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get that 15% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Our next sponsor is StockX. Ever wonder how to get the hottest new sneakers, the ones that barely hit shelves? The answer is StockX, a revolutionary new marketplace for buying and selling 100% authentic sneakers, streetwear, watches, and handbags. Millions are already using StockX to find everything after it sells out. Tim is one of those people. Obviously, he's bought like multiple pairs.
Sneakerhead.
He is a sneakerhead.
Sneakerhead, that
multiple
boy.
Pairs of Jordans, retro Jordans that you can't find anywhere else. Tim has used StockX for that. I like to download the app and look at very expensive watches and see if I can buy one and then go, I need to make more money. So it forces you to be a better person, basically. But you can actually see historical data on how these things sold. It's really, really cool. I want everyone to go check it out because it uses the same principles as the stock market to make buying and selling as safe and easy as possible. They use real-time market data for an intelligent buying and selling. They give you access to tons of historical pricing so you can see exactly how much an item has sold for in the past and how much it is selling for now to make sure you're not overpaying, which is really, really cool. And also they use green if it's a good thing or red if it's a bad thing, and I love that. Not bad or good, just historical data. Up or down. There's total anonymity between buyer and seller, and the best part is they will verify every item, making sure that everything you buy is 100% authentic. Never get burned by fakes. Go check out StockX.com/morning. That's StockX.com/morning. StockX. Now you know.
Love that. Love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give away a game here each and every day. Today's winner comes from the Twitch subs. Congratulations.
Alex, with a 3 in there, _ NY.
You have won Party Hard 2 on Steam.
Which came out today.
Today. That's the game where you have to go and like kill people at the party.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
It's a cool game.
How come we've never done a watch along for that while you play it and I make fun of you?
We could do it for Party Hard 2.
Let's do that.
Honestly, why not? Yeah. I mean, you all did that Let's Play. I remember watching you.
We
all
did.
I think it was just Greg?
Yeah, because it's a single player.
Oh, no, but I thought somebody was watching along with it.
Maybe I think not. We all were.
Also, Party Hard has great music.
Maybe I'm just thinking about Beat Cop.
that was one.
The first video I ever edited here at this company.
Yeah. How was that for you?
It was great.
When you were editing that, did you think I made a good choice or a bad choice flying halfway across the country to join these idiots?
I thought it was a great choice because it made me laugh a lot.
Good.
And tell you what, at RTX London, not one, two people walked up to me separate of each other and were like, dude, my favorite video ever is still the Beat Cop one.
It's a fun one.
I was like, wow.
It's a fun one.
And I've just gone downhill since.
Yeah.
Haven't.
We've never made something better.
I'm Dak Prescott. I had a great rookie year. Just
exactly. I always thought about you as the Dak Prescott of our company.
Thanks, Nick.
L. John has given us 1,000 cheers and said, Nick, can you tell my best friend Shoebax I'm not swayed by the Red Dead hype despite the horse testicle details. I'm still super enjoying Destiny 2. Give him a butthole too. Cool Greg, please give me the one. Shoebacks, don't stop forcing your Red Dead hype on your buddy here. Let him play Destiny 2 like the rest of the nerds out there, like this guy. This guy. You see him always like this?
Boo, Destiny 2, I have to go on a raid today. Clan. I haven't played programming Destiny. The internet. When it comes back, I will involve myself in this.
I haven't played Destiny 2 in a while, man. I've been playing Red Dead for a while.
But you're clamoring for some Destiny 2 action, aren't
guys,
you?
Guys, I mean, last night I stayed up till 2:30. Playing that Red Dead, that RDR2.
RDR2?
Yeah.
You like it?
It hooked me last night, dude.
There you go.
It hooked me last night. Here's the problem with it. It's going to be hard for anybody who's like me, very, very hardcore ADD, to play in like hour or 2 hour chunks. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to play that way.
It's a game that revolves around a slower pace.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
I think you have to really appreciate that. I was talking to Jared earlier today. He's obviously madly in love with it. But I have seen some scuttlebutt on the internet of people saying it's a little too slow. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But yeah. See, you have to understand, for me, my opinion doesn't matter because...
It's weirdly paced.
There are games that are awesome that I just don't enjoy because it's too much. Yeah. And then there are games that are really, really slow that I dig because it just depends on your mental state.
Yeah.
And also, it depends on whatever I feel like saying that day.
Yeah. That's like what type of mood you're in or whatever. Yeah.
The best part about the world we live in now is that you don't ever have to just stand for anything.
No.
You can just sway
with whatever the hell you want.
Just say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember what you said before, and you don't really have to have any basis of information upon which to build that statement.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean, Jeff?
I do.
Speaking of
which.
I'd
go out right now and say Grease 2, best movie ever made.
Proud of you.
Speaking of which.
Right, I haven't seen it, but.
Update on Twitter poll. Does a movie centering around the life of a commando make it a must-see? It's a pretty big upset here. 72% says no.
That's upsetting.
That's why it's because you asked the wrong question. Does the movie Commando, is the movie Commando a must-see for you? Arnold Schwarzenegger, best actor of all time.
Mm.
Can we check back on my Twitter poll from yesterday? From 2 days ago? Because I feel like, cool, Greg, if you can search through all of my tweets, I didn't put the thing on there, and just find the poll where we asked who would win in a fight, a gorilla, a grizzly bear, or Kevin. And it was unanimously Kevin.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty...
It was anonymously Kevin.
Anonymously? Did I say it anonymously?
Unanimously. Close.
Doesn't matter. While he's looking that up, what's up, Joe?
Unanimously means that everyone votes for Kevin. I don't think that's how the poll works.
I think it's both, actually. I think it's unanimously and. There it is right there. 49% of people almost have... That's a presidential election right there, ladies and gentlemen. That'll take it home for you.
Mm-hmm.
26% said grizzly bear. 25% said gorilla.
What an absolute 49% sweep.
Said Kevin, and that's 2,654 people voted in that. So that means 2,654 of you wasted approximately 2 seconds of your time voting in this stupid poll. But I appreciate you for it. Make sure you follow me on Twitter.
It's really impressive.
At @Nick_Scarpino. Trying to get all the follows I can.
I like that you're just shilling for him. Yeah. Deej Canada says, I still believe Bay Area raccoons would win that fight. He makes a good point. There are some ferocious raccoons in and around my general neighborhood.
Here's what I want to know, and I want the Twitter poll to reflect this. Are raccoons nature's gift to internet videos? Like, is the raccoon, of all the dumb animal videos you've seen, am I wrong in thinking that the raccoon is not the most dominant of players in that game?
I think it's the most dynamic. I think the raccoon... can give you
They're the Steph Curry of internet meme videos, right?
No.
They're going out there, they're putting points on the board.
No.
They're dependable.
I'd say cats or dogs are the Steph Curry.
Okay.
I'd say raccoons are like the Lance Stevenson.
No, but what I mean like, yes, I appreciate that, but cats and dogs are domesticatable, trainable animals. So they have a leg up because you can train them to do stupid shit. Remember all those videos that were going around where it's like, I'm gonna fucking shake a blanket in front of my dog and then it'll disappear, my dog's gonna lose its shit? That doesn't count, and here's why. Because you can just, if it doesn't work the first time, you turn the camera back on, you wait 5 seconds, your dog has no concept or memory of anything, it doesn't know what's going on, you do it again, you get the reaction you want. You can't do that with a raccoon. Raccoons give you gold every time, top of their head, you get one shot at it, it's amazing.
Neo J2 says domestic cable.
When you drink as much caffeine as I do, your lips just can't keep up with how fast.
Sure.
Your brain is moving. Next tip comes from Bongo My Ball said, hello, recently found out about you guys, and I can say that I'm quickly becoming a huge fan. I also like to write erotic fan fiction about my favorite YouTubers, so make sure you keep checking the P.O. box. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I've looked on Twitter or on Tumblr before, and I've seen very, very, very sexual and vivid fan fiction between me, Alfredo Diaz, and Trevor Collins from Achievement Hunter.
Yeah, you're all beautiful boys.
Very, very sexual. Very, like, dominant and aggressive.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
hot. A little bit?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Good. A little midnight read. Nobody's watching.
Shoot a couple knuckle rockets out or what?
Knuckle rocket.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish the camera was on Joe for that one. Because she just, every time I say things like that, I think a couple things go through her head. One, my mom might be watching. Two, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way to make a living.
I've never seen her more disappointed.
Yeah. And she's still laughing at it. So that's the best. Oh, God. Sinks Inc. says, fun clip, ? And gave us a clip there. Cool, go ahead, you can check that out. And our final tip for right now, we're calling tips, is from Apollo Jeeves. Gave us 10 bucks. Said, super bummed I won't see you guys this weekend in Toronto because of work. Hopefully, it's not long before y'all make the trip up here again. Have a drink on me. Thank you very much for that, Apollo Jeeves. Of course, we'll see everyone in Toronto this weekend except for Apollo. So we'll have fun in your absence. It'll be cool. Cool, Greg, what's up with that clip? Is it good?
Thanks for the tips.
Yeah, it's not. It's down in the, you have to turn the cheers on. It's one of the cheers.
The cheer.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. What I'd love to do, Andy, with you one day is a show where we just sing old television show intro songs.
We just do our best to sort of reenact them.
Like, you know, we were watching that clip yesterday of that very, very talented musician who was playing all the instruments and doing that cool song, and everyone was, like, very talented. We could do the opposite of that. Where we go and we just do a stream for 3 hours where you try to play the guitar, I try to play the drums, and we try to figure out how to recreate the Growing Pains thing.
Okay. I mean, cool. I could do it. Realistically, I could do that.
I could do it too.
I want to play a drum set. Anybody can? I want to play a drum set. I haven't played drums in so long, Nick. Watching that girl play drums yesterday, I was like, fuck, I miss just like fucking just jamming out, playing some Rush, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 12 minutes of, 21, 12.
Cool, Greg, this looks like it's a Black Eyed Peas song, and I feel like we're gonna get claimed for this.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you for the clip, we'll watch it offline, guys. But I don't want to get claimed for a Black Eyed Peas song right now. All right, let's go into the 3-3, let's talk to the chat. Joe, what are people saying?
Well, I appreciate CJRock32 in the chat. Whenever one of you two said calling it, I think in regards to tips, and he used the Tim Geddes on the phone emo for
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I like that.
And I like that usage. So I just want to give him a shout out for that.
I like it.
I'd also like to give a shout out to everyone who indulged in Greg Miller's terrible joke about Tim Geddes yesterday and sent us all of those Photoshops of him. We enjoyed those in the office. Please stop doing them.
Can I shout out CJ Rocks as well? Because that's my man from Chat Gang legend, if you guys don't know. But it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, CJ Rocks.
Happy birthday, CJ Rocks. You said your boy was also Johnny Hayes, right?
Yeah, he was the first person to ever do, what do we call it, like fan art, best friend art of me. You made me and Kevin and Jay and Silent Bob when I first got hired.
That's right. I'm going to give a shout out to Johnny Hayes. He drew the Ace and Greg Miller in an animated picture yesterday. You guys can see that on my Instagram. I regrammed him.
I hate that you call him the Ace.
Johnny?
It's just, I hate that it's just the Ace, period. It's just so, it's so stupid. I hate the shit that we do here. It's so useless, all of it.
It's like, to put it in context, 90% of the stuff we do here is like a refrigerator. But you're not sure if it's spoiled yet, so no one wants to interact with it.
Sure, yeah, you know? Yeah.
But every once in a while you get gold, like the wings from yesterday, which I'm going to eat today for lunch.
Geopan asks, Andy, is Red Dead 2 better than God of War? Too early to say, but I'm leaning towards no.
I feel like God of War is going to take it this year. Just from hearing all the conversations and seeing people talk about.
Everybody's ratings.
Are the reviews out for Red Dead?
Red Dead 2 is like hundreds down the board.
IGN gave it a 10.
Yeah. Did you give it a fucking 10?
Everybody's been giving it hundreds and tens. It's a 97 on Metacritic right now.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Damn. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Let me scroll down and make sure. A masterpiece. Good for them. It's so weird to me. It's so weird to me that like a game could be. I guess it's all subjective. It's art. You know, not everyone can appreciate the nuance of Daddy's Home. Or my new fucking obsession, which is Fist Fight, which if you haven't watched this movie, is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a very long time. Please watch
it. Ice Cube one?
It's the Ice Cube Charlie Day movie. Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's on HBO right now. Just watch it. It's really funny. I forget the actress's name. Stick with me here. She was in 22 Jump Street.
Jennifer Lilly.
She plays the is that her name? She plays the girl that Jonah Hill gets in a fight, like a fist fight with in 22 Jump Street.
Blonde girl. I don't
she's
know who
in
she
a
is.
Bunch of stuff.
She's from Workaholics.
Yeah, she's from Workaholics. She is in this movie, and she plays a teacher who is, I'm going to spoil a little bit of the movie for you, but her whole shtick is that she bangs the students, but only when they turn 18, so when they're not... When they're not students anymore, she's like, I'm looking for... And she just keeps like, she's like, we've been playing games all year long. And the entire time, he's like, who the fuck are you? Like, stop talking to me like that. And the entire time, you're like, is she crazy? Or is this guy really flirting with her? But she has to wait until they graduate so they're not students anymore. It's the funniest fucking
thing.
That's
a funny ass bit.
It's so
That's
funny.
That's a funny bit.
Charlie Day's like, he didn't even look at you. She's like, oh, he knows. We've been playing games all year. It's so fucking funny. Yeah, Julian Bell is her name, and she's fucking hilarious. Hilarious. I didn't see Rough Night. No plans to do that, though. But yeah, she's a 22 Jump Street. Great. More comments. Bring them to me. What's up?
Let's see.
Is it funny? All right.
I do have to confess that I almost watched Pitch Perfect 3 over my vacation.
Have you not seen it yet?
No. And then I got outvoted to watch something else, which I don't remember.
Who outvoted you? Mrs. Takagami?
No, my BFF, Jesse.
Mrs. Takagami came in?
No, I also watched Boss Baby, which I feel like I have to confess because I didn't hate it.
You know, I wanted to like that movie, but the beginning of it's so weirdly long that I'm like, I can't get into this. Yeah. It's weird. It's a weirdly made movie.
Way more endearing than I thought it would be.
I'll never watch it again. I've already formed my opinion based on the first 5 minutes of it. Can't be watched.
Yeah. Okay.
You gotta hook me. That. I'm the internet generation. Hook me in the first 5 seconds or I'm not gonna watch your stupid
movie. I don't know if you are.
I'm 100% millennial Gen Xer.
Okay.
I'm Gen X millennial. It's a whole new hybrid. Where we're old, but we dress young and try to fit in with young people.
Got it.
And it works most of the time.
I've heard that you just walk around really hip parts of San Francisco with your Nintendo Switch and be like, hey man, you game?
Like, dude, Nintendo Switch, are you kidding me? That's for old people, man. I'm all fucking Ghostbusters world, man. I like to play games that are on my phone that I can just play whenever I want and then do what Greg does, which is, I guess, the phone, if you set it to a certain thing, will play the game for you so you don't even have to work. Or think about it. You can just indulge in your addiction without actually having to try.
I'm really interested to see his data plan. I heard him tell Tim yesterday in a very quiet, private, honest moment. Yeah. He told him,
"I'm addicted."
I get why so many people play mobile games now. Like,
well, yeah, he was like, he wasn't really into going. He wasn't into Pokemon Going.
No, he
until
wasn't P going. No.
Let's see. We'll take a couple more questions and then round this bad boy out. Then I'll see you guys on the other side of Toronto. Someone said, Andy. Underpaid drummer said, Andy, what's the best Rush song and why is it Red Barchetta?
Funny, that's my dad's favorite Rush song.
Which one's that one?
It's all moving pictures. It's after, I believe, Tom Sawyer.
I'll listen to it on the way in. You know what album I started listening to just haphazardly? And it's because I was watching This Is the 90s. And they were talking about the musical revolution. And I was like, how could they talk about music and not talk about this one band? And then I realized it was because technically this band is not a 90s band. They blew up in the 80s, and that's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. And I've been listening to Blood Sugar Sex Magik, which is probably one of the best albums ever made.
Yeah.
Just all the way through.
That's when John Frusciante was like on his drugs and making the funky ass guitar.
That's when,
like,
all of them were on their drugs.
I mean, yeah, but John Frusciante is like, I mean, one of the reasons why he left wasn't it because of like, he just needed to get clean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. And then they went to like that. Now they got that like California just kind of.
But then
laid
he came back.
Style.
He came back.
So good.
I just love his guitar style. He's one of my favorite guitarists. Like, he's nothing like, he's not super technically incredible, but. Just the riffs he writes are funky as fuck and really like groovy.
Man, I wish they'd go back to that sound. I just wish they'd dip a toe in heroin one more time to give us an album like that. Is that wrong?
It's very self-involved of you.
Yeah, it's kind of selfish, right?
To want someone to get back
to
drugs.
Be addicted to a horrible drug that might kill them just for my own, just so I can listen to their album.
That's how a lot of people feel about Metallica. A lot of people feel about Metallica that way.
I've never been to Metallica.
And Eminem.
Oh, really?
Was he big into drugs?
Yep.
What did he used to do?
I don't know, a whole bunch of pills and shit.
Fuck yeah. Man.
Not fuck yeah. Joey just looks zero. Joey hasn't been here.
Joey's starting to think about the exit strategy. Yeah. Joey's starting to think like how much damage is done to my career at this point, and can I back out of this gracefully? Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Kinda Funny Morning Show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on iTunes, you're on iTunes, subscribe to us. Make sure you rate us. If you're on SoundCloud, make sure you follow us. Give us a follow. What's it gonna take? It's free. It's a free follow. Of course, if you have Amazon Prime and you're watching this on YouTube and you go, you know, I have a couple seconds, I got a couple screens, I'll keep watching this, but I'll go over to my Amazon Prime, link that to my Twitch account very, very simply, and give us those free $5. We very much appreciate that. Of course, I don't wanna be a selfish bastard and do all the drugs to myself. Give it to someone else in the community you feel is doing a great job. Sancho West is doing great. He's out there streaming every freaking day, and I know because I can't figure out how to turn the notifications off on my phone, so I see him pop up all the time. Sancho, fucking A, take a break every once in a while. Snowmike Mike, doing stuff, still right?
Mm-hmm, that's accurate. Yeah.
Fiona still doing stuff, that's accurate?
Yeah.
Lots of people in our community. Spread the wealth, but or unless you wanna just give it to us. In which case, just give it to us. Because Andy's hair doesn't fucking style itself. Make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, of course, you're giving a little thumbs up to this video and you're commenting in it, and I'll go back and talk to you about that, give you a little heart. If you see the heart, that means I read your comment. If you get upvoted, that means I liked your comment.
But I didn't love it.
And then if you wow me, I might respond to it.
Wow.
I might respond to it.
Wow. What do they have to do to wow you? Just like really hardcore compliments?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Basically, they have to say, Nick is my favorite, or Nick and Andy are my favorite, and then just talk shit about anyone else that wasn't on the show today.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Is that why sometimes when I hop in chat, people like, if I'm not on the show, people are talking shit about me?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. That's not the reason. Tomorrow, Andy and Joey will be back holding down the fort. I'll be on a flight. I'll see you guys in Toronto. Show's going to be just as good, so make sure you tune back in. I love you all. Cool, Greg. Please cut the feed.